Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert evaluation. We're the word association. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert evaluation. We're the word association.
Last time on the word association. We gotta get out of this plane, it's gonna explode.
No, I'm the president, and I say we stay on the plane. Isn't that right, Mrs. President? Sorry, I should have said I'm the first husband. Big look at the camera, big wink to the camera.
TWA 24. Tick, 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 tick. Shows up on the podcast. 3 o'clock. Boom, boom.
I gotta call my mom. It's ringing. Hey, Mom, there's a mountain lion that's chasing me on this plane.
Get off the phone. I'm trying to use the internet.
Did you hear that mountain lion? Did you hear it?
No, that was the modem. I was trying to connect. Get off the phone.
Oh, I'm crazy.
I'm in a chat room right now. Boom, boom, 4 o'clock.
Tell me where you hit the bomb.
I'll tell you where I hit the bomb.
No, nope, not good enough. Torture. Now, again, tell me where you hid the bomb.
Hey, Jerry, you just can't say it. You gotta push the... You can't... I know we talked about this beforehand, but just because you say torture doesn't mean it's gonna affect
him. Did you see him? He looked scared for a second. I think I...
And scene. All right. Rob, Adel, Brett, that was an interesting run of scenes. I see they're somehow loosely... connected through, I guess, a 24 parody, although the Dun Duns is a different
TV
show.
A little on ordery.
Well, this is episode 24, so I figured we kick it off with a remount of the famous TV show 24.
Adel chiming in here, and I agree with Brett. Oh, interesting. Funny you mention agree, because it seemed like a lot of what we were doing is calling out somebody for not doing what they said they're doing or making a noise another noise.
There's only 24 hours, so you gotta get this stuff in while you can.
Interesting. Well, I already have your money. This is, of course, the, what do I want this to be? The Kiefer Sutherland School of Improv. Of course, my dad famously showed his butt and asshole in the movie Animal House, so I know what I'm talking about.
And I think the three of us in that scene were definitely lost boys.
Yeah, I think we're all a bunch of lost boys. Right, Brett?
I mean, I knew, no.
Yep.
Obviously, my mother, I mean, I wasn't lost. I was at home. My mom was trying to use the internet.
No, she wasn't trying to use the internet because I'm Adel Rifai.
I'm Brett Lyons.
No.
No, you're not. I'm Rob White.
No, you're not.
Damn it. That's it.
Damn it.
I didn't want to have to do this, guys, but torture.
No,
torture.
He's just hitting the button. The wires aren't connected to anything.
One season's the docks, the next season is the newspaper. Not connected to anything.
It's all Baltimore, though.
It is.
It's Baltimore all the way down. And we here, I believe, well, Brett, I don't know how you feel. I know Rob and I are big The Wire fan.
Oh, love The Wire.
Okay, good, good, good.
Then I've only watched a couple shows, and that's definitely one of them.
You've only watched a couple shows. What to
I'm
do
not a big
this?
Show watcher.
Shows and books, not a fan.
You're always watching TV. What are you talking about?
Sports. I watch all sports.
Sports and game shows.
Sports and just Jeopardy. I don't watch any other game shows.
Wow.
I feel like NFL football is the longest running sitcom of all time.
It is. It's one of the longest running.
One of the longest running reality shows of all time. It has to be.
Yeah, it just takes up so much time, and then I get sleepy.
Brett, you get sleepy because you love sports. And here's something I'll say. Some of our listeners love things, specifically first crushes. Now, a few episodes ago, we talked about our throbbing hearts pulsating and pumping for our first crushes when we were younger. And we have some emails from people who were kind enough to be vulnerable and share their crushes. Do you guys want to hear some?
I do. Excuse me, what do you have in that bag there? It's a letter from Santa. No, from a listener. Mail call.
I love that even in Brett's solo improv, he negated himself from Santa. No.
No. Idiot.
Yeah, you just thought you were going to sneak in and read the letter without me doing the mail call.
Damn it. I do like, Brett, here's what I'll say. I do like improvised mail call song every time.
Thank you.
This is from Adam. Adam says, hey, guys. Hey, Adam.
Hi.
Did he Adam not says, write back until we responded?
Yeah, we'll see what he says next week. Adam says, Sarah Sanderson, who I guess it says here in parentheses, Sarah Jessica Parker's character in Hocus Pocus, was when a five-year-old me learned women can be more than interesting than my mom. Wow, 5 years old.
5 years, honestly. And, like, wasn't she dressed up as a witch in Hocus Pocus? With like?
Well, she's not dressed up like a witch. She is a witch.
Give me Sarah Jessica Parker in Striking Distance. But
Striking? No? Is that an action filmy?
God, man.
An action filmy? No,
have you got?
What is Striking Distance?
Bruce Willis. He's a river cop.
I thought you were just going to say he's a river. And I was I want to watch this immediately.
If we gave a list.
Dennis Farina is in it too?
No.
No?
Rob, if you gave me a list of every year for the last 20 years, the top 20 movies, your movies start at like 31. Like, you're not watching the top 20. Like, I've watched 31 through 60.
I've seen Striking Distance multiple times.
Here's what I think,
multiple times?
Mm-hmm. I think, Rob, you know, Brett, you and I, we grew up next to Blockbusters. We grew up, you know, with Family Video, whatever else. I think Rob, I think Pittsburgh, for whatever reason, I think he got like a Blockbuster or something.
Yeah,
I think,
something like that.
And they're like, we got all like the third string movies. These are the movies.
Have you guys watched anything on Netflix recently?
Rob, buddy, no.
No.
So hold on. Rob, before we get to the next email.
Yeah.
How a river cop? What's a river cop?
So it actually was set in Pittsburgh. He was a cop who patrolled the river in a police boat. And there was criminal activity. Sarah Jessica Parker was a cop, was she?
Okay.
I forget.
Regular cop?
I mean, she might have been a fish.
Dennis Farina turned out to, spoiler alert, skip ahead 10 seconds. He ended up being a crooked cop. So that was like the big reveal.
Dennis Farina used to be a Chicago cop, right?
I would buy that.
Yeah,
I would buy that.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he was a cop and then quit to act. So, Rob, is there... So Bruce
did
Lewis
he try to cop a feel?
Probably.
In the movie of Sarah Jessica Parker?
Dennis Farina, no.
Is this plausible where it's like a river cop is in the river and there's somebody on the banks running along the banks and there's a regular cop chasing that guy, but then the guy like starts to cross the river and Bruce Willis is like, this is my territory now. But then the guy,
because
rivers are usually not terribly wide for the most part. It's all relative, I guess. If they start and then they make it to the other side, is the cop now it's back on my territory?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
My jurisdiction.
I think
like
so. He did some stuff on land, too. I don't think he was restricted to the sea or to the river. I don't know if the river is.
He had
a
dual
sea.
Citizenship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amphibious.
Give it a watch. But anyway, do we have another crush? Sarah Jessica Parker, thank you very much, Adam, for sending that in.
Here's another email. This is from Please Don't Read My Name. It says, hi, hope you guys are having a good day, week, life. You asked about heartthrobs. I'm 28 now, and when I was a hashtag Tiger Beat teen, I cut out so many pics of Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy and put them up on my wall. But my mom said he kind of looked like my uncle, and told my whole family this, and I don't think we've made eye contact once in 15 years.
That's, I mean, that's a local boy. It's, they're from Chicago.
I'm going down, down.
And honey, I look like your uncle.
I'll be your number one. It's your uncle.
See if it makes you feel any better. I don't know any Fall Out Boy songs.
Oh,
that's
Rob,
a given. That's 100% a given. I wasn't having you chime in.
Pittsburgh didn't get bad music. I'm looking at the stats. We just lost 2,000 listeners.
Remember me for centuries.
That is tough, though, for it to look like your uncle is tough.
He would have been very young when she cut those out. So it was probably a compliment to the uncle, honestly.
Oh, if I was the uncle, I would be like, you think I look like Pete Wentz? Thank you. That's very nice.
And young uncles, canonically called Yunkles, mm-hmm. which is also favorite mm-hmm. Barbara Streisand movie. I know it's not Fall Out Boy, but I feel like every time, I hate that I do this, but every time I like shut a door, I'll either think or sing Closing a Goddamn Door. I think that's,
that's
My Chemical Romance.
Panic at the Disco.
I didn't know that either.
Speaking of, now I know why that person didn't want us to read their name.
No, it's a great email. Thank you for sending that in. That was great.
That's good.
Speaking of names we definitely want to read, they said we can read their full name. This is from Mitchell Crispy. Now, Crispy, as far as last names go,
great
that is killer.
That is fantastic.
Killer.
What a name.
Now, here's what I want to ask you guys before I read Mitchell Crispy's email. Would you rather be Dr. Crispy? Is that funnier? Or would you rather be Chef Crispy?
Chef Crispy, I feel like it depends. If you're a pastry chef, yes. Yeah. But if you're making steaks, I don't want Chef Crispy touching my steak.
Yeah,
I like fair. Conductor Crispy.
But you'd let Dr. Crispy.
What about Reverend Crispy?
Pastor Crispy.
Crispy.
Pastor,
good, yeah.
Pastor Crispy.
Pastor. Al Pastor.
I guess if you were Dr. Crispy, you could always say, well done.
Senator like Crispy, it's your time on the floor.
You burnt. Mitchell, phenomenal last name.
Yep.
We
first name sucks.
First
last name,
rocks.
Yeah,
first name's rough.
Oh, Mitch is good.
Mitch Crispy. Ooh, Mitch Crispy.
Mitch Crispy.
Ooh, Mitch
good.
Crispy.
There's such a that's so fun to say. There's such a musicality mm-hmm. to it. Mitch Crispy, get in my office. Gun, badge on my table.
It sucks his middle name's penis.
Oh, Mitchell P. Crispy. Yeah, it is. Mitchell Crispy says, I worry that being a relatively younger listener means I'll make you feel old with these heartthrobs. Rob, you might know some of these because these sound like some
B-movie actors
type names. Emma McKay.
I don't know.
Logan Lerman.
I don't know who that is.
No.
Emma Stone, we know.
Yep.
Sure.
Ryan Gosling. Okay.
Sure.
Emily Blunt. Mm-hmm. And here's the twist. Here's the M. Night Shyamalan. Kermit the Frog.
Oh.
All right. Getting into some Gremlins lady territory with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, welcome.
Both green. And Mitchell Crispy says, best from a huge twat.
Nice.
Nice. Well, yeah.
I mean, Gosling is, drives one of my favorite movies of all time. I could look at that him. I could look at him all week.
It's funny if you go to a Goodwill or Salvation Army, there's always, if you go through the racks, there's always a scorpion satin jacket.
Yeah, because somebody bought it for like a Halloween costume. Like, I got to get rid of this thing.
Tens of thousands of people were like, this would be, all I have to do is wear this one jacket and I have a costume. And then they, the next day, just get rid of it. We're going to do one more.
Okay.
And you, of course, you can always email us, not just your crushes, but anything at all, even a word suggestion. twapod@gmail.com. This is from Alex. Alex from Scotland.
Okay.
What do we think? Do we think this is going to be Shrek?
It's probably going to be the Loch Ness Monster.
The Loch Ness Monster. And Alex.
Sean Connery.
So sorry. Sean Connery.
Yeah. Just know if you email us and you live in a different country, we're always going to just go with what we know your country's known for, regardless if we think it's funny or not.
Here's something fun. What time does Sean Connery like to play badminton? Tennis.
Oh, very good.
That's kind of fun. Alex says, hey guys, big fan of the pod. Hope you still are after our ignorant Scotland comments. My first crushes were Rogue from the X-Men cartoon. Okay, another mm-hmm. cartoon. Mm-hmm. And Amy Jo Johnson, the original Pink Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember
okay.
her.
I remember it, yeah.
I believe that. Now, speaking
died,
of...
Died, right? Isn't she dead?
I don't know, and I don't know if we should just be screaming that if we don't know.
No, one of them, I think the green one died recently.
One of them?
Yeah, it wasn't her, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right.
One of them died.
I don't know which one. I only knew the one name.
Sure. Tommy? Must have been Tommy. What was I going to say? Oh, which of the Muppets? So somebody mentioned Kermit the Frog. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alex. Somebody mentioned the Kermit the Frog. What's the most fuckable Muppet? And there's a right answer. There is a right answer.
Man, I didn't watch
fuckable
the
Muppets.
Show enough.
Oh,
to
the
know.
The guitar player from the band. What's her name?
Jan?
Name? Jan.
Yeah, Jan. I think.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure, groovy man.
I think Jan or Gonzo, because Gonzo's game for anything.
It's true.
This guy fucks a chicken.
Also, if he, yeah, I mean, if he eats your butt, he already, yeah. he's got half of his nose in here.
And I don't want anything to do with Dr. Teeth. Ouch.
Ouch.
Am I right? Based on Dr. John? Rob will have to take our word for it.
Yeah, I'm
taking the fifth on this.
I just don't,
grew up,
I didn't watch the
show. You grew up
with
the Crumpets?
Much. Yeah, Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, you're the Crumpets. Or the Muppets.
There's Lumpin' the Toad. Who else was there? Ms. Hoggy. Who else?
Of course. The German chef. Mm-hmm. What are you going to make for us? Nine. It's just nine.
Nine. It's just the guy from Rammstein.
Yeah. Mike from accounting who knows a vampire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brett, speaking of emails.
Yes.
Do you have an email?
Oh, let me calibrate it here. Sequelizer activated. Yes, that's right, folks. We had a couple of sequelizer suggestions, and I love them because the email just came in. It said sequelizer and only had a movie. So the first one is going to be The Princess Bride.
Ooh.
Sequelize it.
Brett, very quickly, I do want to mention, I did notice that you stole the Nickelodeon. Somewhere in your calibration, there was a da-da-da-da, and I was like, he's stealing it from Nickelodeon.
Just
sampled. Sampled.
Sampled.
Sampled.
Okay, how about The Princess Mom?
Okay.
Mm.
I thought The Princess Died.
Okay. Oh, that's good. So that's the second and final?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, how about The Queen Wife?
The Queen Wife. I would watch that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if they make a third one, it would be the Thrincess Bride.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. How about As You Wished?
I like that. I like that a lot.
That's good.
These are less funny and more good.
All right, so second sequel our movie is going to be The Green Mile.
Mm, yes.
And I like it because you could do like The Green Mile, Coffee Break.
Coffee Break's good because the guy's name was Coffee, right?
Yeah, John Duncan. Coffee. Yeah, you could do so many. You could do so many.
Duncan Coffee. Green Mile 2. Green Mile 2, No More Nut Cancer. Because in that movie, he like...
Right, yeah.
He like spits out his... this sounds awful to say. He spits out his... Oh, I won't finish that sentence. Right? Isn't that what happens?
Yeah. He sucks out the cancer.
Well, he doesn't suck it out.
Yes, he does.
Well, hold on. Through his hands.
No, he sucks he kisses her and sucks the cancer out of her mouth.
I thought it was
he
Tom
takes
Hanks.
He shakes the gallbladder stone out of Tom Hanks and then he sucks the cancer out of the warden's wife.
For some reason I thought Tom Hanks had like testicular cancer.
He had something.
No, he had like a urinary tract infection.
It was just a
I think it was
stone?
More than a urinary tract infection, I think.
If he just had a gallbladder stone,
didn't he have a hard time peeing?
I thought he had like testicular cancer. If he
wasn't testicular.
Hold on. He used his sucking superpower to get rid of a gallbladder stone. That's like having that's like having Wolverine move your car. You're like, I parallel parked wrong, and he's like, here, like that's a waste of a superpower.
What's wrong? I think I need a root canal. Here, come here. How about the green second mile?
There you go. There you go. It works out.
And then the green third mile, one more mile to go.
Yeah. And then green 8 mile.
Green 8 mile, here's a cup of water. You're doing great.
How about the green acre?
Ooh,
that's good. It's shorter.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was I was doing the song from Green Acres.
Yep.
The Green Mile. The Green Smile. Mm-hmm. The Green Miles. The Green Miles.
The Green Miles.
Nailed it. Okay. The Green Kilometers for all our
Ooh, how about
international folks?
The grass is greener on the other mile.
I love that.
That's good. That's good.
And green miles to go before we sleep.
Yeah. How about the blue and red intersection?
Is this like a that. Political movie?
No, you put them together, you get green.
The Green Party. The Green Party, of course, is once they finish the Green Mile, it's a Green Party. I think that's good.
That's
the
good.
Green Mile 2. Okay, that's good. That's
can it. I thought about it a couple of days after we did the last Sequelizer, and I don't know why I wasn't there. Chicken Little, Cockadoodle 2.
Wow.
There it is. Wow.
That should have
been.
See,
that's, of course, I mean, all improv would be great. Right. All improv would be great if we had 3 weeks to think of a word after we get the suggestion.
Cockadoodle 2. And actually, Julia, cut that part out because we want to trademark that. We want to mail it to ourselves.
Yeah. Aren't they doing, they're
don't
doing,
really,
oh, no,
don't really
doing
cut
a chicken
out.
Run?
No.
Netflix is releasing a new Chicken Run, Chicken Run 2.
Well, why don't you, Adam, why don't we Chicken Run to your first word?
Wow, there's a big pause there. I was just wondering what was going on. I'm just stretching, vocally stretching. My word today, here's my word today, because I guess we are a word podcast, I guess. My word today is putrid.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, fuck, I should have made it Mitch Crispy.
Putrid, I'm just associating with like rotten food.
Yeah.
And smells. I don't know if I can. Have you smelled a putrid smell before?
Well, you know what came to my mind was, isn't there something called the putrid sound in Washington?
Puget.
I honestly couldn't tell if you were joking. And I was like, this is
I absolutely was not joking.
I was like, this is either joking. Amazing or amazing.
No. Okay, so never mind.
Near the putrid sound.
Hold on.
I mean, guys. I guess there is a Dead Sea, but a putrid sound.
The three of us. Isn't there a Marianas wench? It's like an old lady that lives at the bottom of the ocean. Here's what I got to say. And I am insisted on this. We tour, right? Not as a podcast.
No.
As a band. We are the putrid sound.
Yeah, I love it.
That's
one,
true.
Two, three, four.
I love it.
Gooey
duck. We go to each venue weeks before and just leave a carton of eggs up in the rafters. So by the time they get there, like, it fucking smells.
And they're like, boo, you stink. And we're like, thank you.
That's
what we're going
That's
for.
That's what we're going for.
The putrid sound. That is,
our hit
okay.
song is called Scratch and Sniff.
What is your least favorite genre of music, speaking of putrid sound?
Least favorite genre of music?
Yeah.
I don't like twangy slide guitar country.
Wow. I like
And I don't like religious music.
I like honky-tonk.
I think some really good religious music out there. I think I would, you know, this probably is going to ruffle a feather or two, but I think musicals would be my least favorite.
Wow. You're ruffling all my feathers.
Yeah, I realize that.
Although, here's what I'll say. I don't think I've told this story on the podcast, Rob, but I told it at your wedding, which is Rob and I went to go see Anything Goes on Broadway, starring legends Sutton Foster and Joel Grey, although Joel Grey had an earpiece and had to be fed all his lines. So every time he talked, he was like 10 seconds behind everything else. But Rob begrudgingly sat through the whole show and then got out and was like tapping his toes and singing songs.
Wow.
Songs that I have heard Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin sing. Yes.
Okay, I'm just defending musicals to some degree.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you like a jukebox musical. You don't like an original musical.
Nope.
I don't know if Anything Goes as jukebox. So I'll say, boy, oh boy. I mean, I think it might be religious for me as well. Rob, you said there's some good religious songs. What is this, like, What If God Was One
and
of
Us? And not like Spirit in the Sky.
No, but there is that, like, Hallelujah is a good one.
Yep, that's not, but I'm talking like
they
Christian
have, like,
radio. I'm talking
Oh, sure, not that. But I mean, there's another one that, what is that?
There's some good song. Like, there's
Will
a
the Circle
of,
Be Unbroken is a really good song.
Okay.
What
this
is that?
Probably you heard this in one of your movies or whatever.
No. You've ever heard that song?
No.
I'll send it to you. I'm not going to sing.
So, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Is that about like trapping a demon in salt?
No, it's like,
and
by
breaking?
And by, Lord, by and by. There's a river. Oh, it's in the sky.
Oh, there's
Lord,
Bruce Willis.
In the sky. No, it's a
there's
good
a
song.
River.
Oh, wait. What's
Rob,
the other
Rob, where'd you get that harmonica from?
It's a good song. Wait, and there was, what's the other one that I really like? I think it was a George Harrison song that's really.
Oh, My Sweet Lord.
I
Those
love
are
that
not,
song.
I get it. You're confusing just the hint of the notion of, like, I'm talking like religious, like music.
Oh, yes.
Like Christian rock. Oh, like, yeah. You know,
okay, fair. No,
like
I don't.
Taproot.
Yep, okay.
Taproot okay. or like something okay. like that.
I think, yeah. My Sweet Lord is fantastic. That whole album is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, that's not
okay.
A
I misunderstood. But yes, I'm with you. I'm with you that there, Brett. Wait, do you guys, had you seen, have you seen the trailer and then the song for like God's Not Dead?
No, the trailer and the song. What?
Well, there's a song called God's Not Dead from the movie God's Not Dead. It was like a religious song, Dean Cain, or a religious movie, Dean Cain is in it. And it's like this thing where he, I've only seen the trailer.
I mean, so much useless information.
This kid's like right going now. To college and he's religious and the professor is like, God doesn't, like, you can't prove God, like God is dead or something. So this, it's just like a thing where this kid proves that God is alive and, you know, everybody's mind is blown.
I would be fascinated to hear how he did that.
Yeah,
got to
exactly.
watch the movie. But there's a song saying, God's not dead, he's surely alive.
Yeah, that's the type of music that right. I would absolutely hate.
Rob, you watched the movie?
No, just the trailer.
Okay.
But I would watch it.
I'm guessing it's like a montage where he's trying to prove the existence of God. And I hope to God, there's a scene where he's like at a chalkboard, like writing equations, and then like throws the chalk up in the air and catches it and looks at it and nods. And he's like, I did it. Oh, and circles it. I think but they never show the board.
I think you're thinking of God Will Hunting.
Outstanding.
What? So at this putrid makes me think of things that I hate and smells and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Definitely always I go on record and I know this, I've said it before, hate pickles. Hate that I can smell the vinegar and the dill in the air. I hate that smell too.
Pickles are one of life's biggest joys.
I don't
pickles, all, yeah. green olives.
Gross.
Oh,
I love olives. But the are smell up there of it, one of my favorite foods.
The smell of it, like even the smell of it I can get and I get like a vomit.
The hell of it.
I like the smell of pickles. I don't like pickles.
Yes. Oh, wow, no pickles are so good. Do you like So do you hate, because we say pickles and we mean typically cucumbers, mm-hmm. pickled cucumbers. Do you like other pickled vegetables, like pickled carrots or green beans?
No, nothing pickled, to do with vinegar.
Pickled onions on a taco?
Oh,
yeah.
No?
Oh,
okay.
So good.
Anything
so
that's
good.
Vinegary, I'm out.
Oh, vinegar is the best. What about, do you put malted vinegar on fish and chips when you're in England?
God, no.
So good. Oh, Brett.
No. No way.
No oil
do,
and vinegar
I do love fish
salad?
I do love fish and
chips.
Do you
chips. Do oil and vinegar on salad?
No, no dressing. I don't like dressing. I don't like the texture of putting a wet on a crispy.
A wet
Ooh,
on
sorry,
a crispy.
Mitch.
Sorry, Mitch. buddy. Can't go in the water.
You just got Mitched.
You just got crispied. Does your wife enjoy pickles?
She... Yeah, not like in the thing of like, we don't have a jar of pickles in the refrigerator, but she will eat a pickled thing.
Here's why I said your wife and not her name, is because I call her something else than you call her.
Correct.
Yeah.
Not everyone right. does. She has three different names.
Yeah. And she's on the run by. From the law or?
I don't know. We're still trying to figure it out. She won't even tell me what her last name is.
Are there weird smells that you guys like? Like, I think a lot of people like the smell of gasoline. I like that too.
I can
a big
do gasoline.
One.
Gasoline's yeah. fun. I like the smell
there
of
are, like,
that.
There, like, some, paint has an interesting smell.
Yeah, I love, like, taking spray paint and just spraying it into, like, a plastic bag and just really, really inhaling mm-hmm. it in mm-hmm. real strong.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things is, this isn't a weird smell, but I love, one of my favorite things in the world is a campfire. And I specifically love the smell of a campfire. And then also when you go home and like, mm-hmm. you know, Still change your clothes you. Or whatever, mm-hmm. when you smell it the next day, like you pick up yep. your laundry and it smells like a campfire, that's like,
oh. The oh, best. The best is that you take a shower the next day and then you go to wash your hair. And the minute like the water gets your hair, the campfire smell comes back.
And that's a Dean Martin song, right? When the water hits your hair, that's a campfire.
When the water hits your hair.
So I think a smell that I never realized was bad until I quit smoking was smoking. It's a pretty bad to like walk around smelling like cigarettes. But you, as a smoker, you never smell it. And there was I worked at a building downtown years ago, and this was before like a lot of the smoking bans happened. And you couldn't smoke in the office, obviously. But
we can say, I think you said building to be coy, but I think we can say you worked in the Bean.
No. But so this was, they in the wintertime, this was open year round, but when it was like really cold in Chicago, it wasn't very pleasant to go outside.
Your job was open year round?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good job. Oh, yeah. That's a pretty nice job.
But I would go, there was a room in the parking garage in the bottom of the building where you could go and smoke.
The basement?
And there would be like, yeah. Well, it was like a 60-story building, so there's just like a, you know, a parking garage, multi-levels below.
Yeah, yeah.
You go down to one of the floors. There's this room. There were windows. You open the door. It was like lightly ventilated, but there'd be like 20 people smoking. You would walk out of there smelling you like you smoked 40 cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. It Damn. Was, big time.
It was bad.
Now, yeah, because I had that. So when we work on the cruise ship, you there would be a smoking room in like the crew bar area. And of course, like, we worked with a lot of like people who lived in Europe and stuff like that, and they were big smokers. So like, when we'd hang out at night, like, we'd have to go and smoke, because everyone wanted to hang out in the smoking room, even though we didn't smoke. And it was just like, oh my gosh, your clothes would be just like drenched in smoke the next day, because it's not well ventilated at all, and everyone is just like, because it only cost $1.50 for a pack of cigarettes on the cruise ship.
Jeez. Oh, by the way, I think I saw recently they're like $20 now.
Oh yeah. In Chicago, they're super insane.
I can't believe that. How could anybody, I can't believe anybody would. Speaking of can't believe, we used to go to a restaurant and they used to say smoking or non-smoking.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And you used to be able to go on a plane and smoke.
I know,
but
isn't that so wild to think about? Like, now you never think about that going, but you'd be like, oh, there's no wait for smoking or 20 for non. And you're like, I'll go sit in the smoking. Fine.
Yeah. Also, there was no divider. No, there was maybe a slightly better vent over there, but it didn't matter.
We used to, for younger listeners, we used to have giant
for
books.
For Mitch Crispy.
We used to have giant books delivered to us with everyone's phone number. You used to be able to just call anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody. It was insane.
Yeah, sure.
So much paper.
You used to be able to call anybody long distance, but you'd put in 10-10. 220 and he'd save a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm. What else has gone out of style? I was talking with my mom the other day of like how wild it was when I was growing up, where I'd be like, on a Saturday, I'd leave the house at 10 a.m. and I'd be like, bye. And then I'd just be on a bike and I'd just traverse the town and go to my friend's place, and I get home at like 11 p.m. without talking to my mom at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get home and she's like, you were out late. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, and any other questions?
Pour myself a big whiskey. She says, you're 12. I said, you shut up.
You shut up, yeah.
But that, to me, that's wild of like now everyone has a cell phone constantly. I can't imagine being like in school. Like, I assume they confiscate them up top of class. I have no idea.
No, they don't. You could just hold on to them. You're just not allowed. Apparently, you're just not allowed to take
them. Some schools have rules that you can't bring them. But yeah, I think it varies.
That's insane.
But yeah, it is. Or just think about like, your parents would drop you off somewhere and they would be like, be here at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
It wasn't like, call me. Like, that's just how, you know, I'm going to drop you off at the movies. Be right here. I remember I went to see, I think I was 13, and my friend's dad.
I'm very excited to hear about the movie you saw in theaters when I was 13.
No, it wasn't a movie. It was a concert. We went to see Adam Sandler at like an amphitheater when I was like 13. Oh. He just dropped us off and was like, I'll be back 30 minutes after the concert ends because I don't want to deal with all the cars. And we just stood in the parking lot and he found us.
Wild to say, I'll be back 30 minutes after the concert ends. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know anything about concerts. They don't typically have a end time, right?
I think it was like, an 8 to 10.
Yeah, I mean,
he assumed
he's at like 2 hours. Yeah, he assumed.
Okay, all right, okay. That is, yes, that is, you used to call somebody. So I would, you know, if I knew Rob when I was younger, you call Rob and you say, hey, let's meet at Navy Pier. I'll meet you by the Build-A-Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I go to the Build-A-Bear and I wait 50 minutes for Rob and he doesn't show up, you just assume that person was dead.
You're gone.
Yeah. You're just like,
taken. You're
that
taken.
Person's dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or if you were supposed to do something, you'd call your house and the mom would be like, oh, they're not home. And you'd be like, well, I got to do something else now. Or you just maybe go to the place where you think they're at.
You find the house with all the bikes out front and you go, that's where everybody is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plans fell apart easily. Back then.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like a song lyric.
Putrid Sound. That's
beautiful.
Come here, Putrid Sound. Come here, plans fall apart.
Easily.
And not only do plans fall apart, but podcasts fall apart. So we're gonna retire the
regroup.
We're gonna retire the Putrid Sound and
We're going down, down, and an earlier round. But baby, we're going down swinging.
We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
1993, Striking Distance. Coming from a police family, Tom Hardy ends up fighting his uncle after the murder of his father. Okay, this is amazing. This is the plot summary for Striking Distance. Number one, the character's name is Tom Hardy, which is...
ahead of its time. Honestly, ahead of its time.
One of my favorite actors.
Maybe his parents were big Striking Distance fans.
Possibly, yeah. We'll admit it. Tom Hardy, the actor, born in 79, but not named until 93. Also, Tom Hardy ends up fighting his uncle, clearly, earlier.
Pete Wentz.
The listener earlier, this is the story of their life. This is amazing. Tom believes the killer is another cop and goes on the record with his allegations. Demoted then to river duty. He was demoted to river duty. So that's something to be used as a punishment.
River duty.
I've never heard of a river cop. I would have, like, to me, if somebody said, like, river cop, I picture an otter with, like, a badge. Like, river cop sounds like something from, like, a, like,
oh, yeah, Mr. Sure.
Frog and Toad.
Like Emmett Otter.
It sounds like a minor league baseball team. I refuse. Here's what I'll say. I'm never going to meet a river cop because I don't go to rivers. I hate water. But if I do, no, absolutely no respect.
Oh, boy.
What do they have? Squirt guns? What are we talking? What does a river cop have? Get the fuck out of here.
What does a river cop have?
River cop? Get the fuck out of here.
I think they can just splash.
Yeah.
Come on. Get out of here.
if I'm skinny dipping at night with some friends, I get pulled over by a river cop. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
He's covered in leeches, I'm sure. Oh, Brett, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of not knowing what to do, my word, but I do know how to do it. I'm going to say it. My word today is substitute.
Ooh. I like that for a lot. I mean, you can obviously go right to a teacher, but I also like thinking about it from a cooking perspective of substitute ingredients. If you don't have this, you can use applesauce instead of olive oil.
That's true. That is very true.
What is it? Not olive oil. Whatever goes into brownies. I remember seeing that on a box of brownies. If you don't have cooking oil, use applesauce.
Last night, I decided to use applesauce instead of olive oils. My penis is a mess.
Oh, no. It hoits to the core.
another putrid sound song.
Exactly. It hurts to the core. Because obviously I am somebody who, because I don't like pickles, I don't like other things. My nickname for a while was Special Order because I never can order anything just off the menu. I have to say no, this, or whatever. But I always find it amusing when I look at a menu and it says no substitutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a bold stance in today's
day. It's a bold stance, especially with allergies or whatever, taste or whatever. But it's like, you can't no substitutes whatsoever. And it seems shocking to me.
With Gemma being a vegetarian, my wife Gemma, we'll go somewhere a lot of times and there'll be some dish where it's like, it'll be like ramen and it's like, our broth is vegan, but it comes with like pork belly. And there'll be times when it's like, can we get that exact thing? Because it's vegan broth or vegetarian broth. Can we get that exact thing with no pork belly? And they're like, we can't really do that. And I'm like, is it pre-mixed? Like,
yeah,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
But it is funny, like some places are just hard edge will be like, we refuse to change anything for anyone.
I mean, some things I understand because they're prepped in advance, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Like most of the time, since I am allergic to nuts, most of the time I can get away with substitutions because most of the time, nuts a lot of times are just added at the end.
So when you're like, hold the pickle and you're like, we know substitutions, you're like, I'm allergic to nuts. And they're like, all right.
Fine.
I was going to say, didn't you almost die that one time you shook Jerry Lewis's hand?
Fine. Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Of course, famously, Jerry Lewis's favorite city. I remember in where I grew up in Kewaunee and other places, anytime there was a substitute, and I think this is universal, like a river cop, no respect.
Are you kidding
me?
We ran rampant
over these motherfuckers.
The best substitutes were the ones who walked in and knew they weren't getting anything done.
Yep.
And you rolled that TV card in.
Film strip or TV card. Absolutely.
We're going to. Wait, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Film strip?
I guess. I mean, we are all very close in age, but you didn't have like a, were they like the literal film reel thing?
Oh,
they
would I guess videos? I guess that, but I never called it, I called it like a projector.
Oh, I guess I called it a film strip. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't know that the teacher was coming in and just reading the boondocks from the newspaper to you kids.
We didn't have a projector or film strip, cover both bases, but we never had.
That's why Rob likes so many bad movies. It's like, hey, we're gonna watch Stone of the Titans on reel to reel. Oh, I love Stone of the Titans.
It was only produced on celluloid. No other copies were needed. We used to use the overhead projector.
Yes,
for
overhead
like whatever.
Projector, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a big thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say probably 8 out of 10 substitutes in my neck of the woods would always play Glory, starring Matthew Broderick and Denzel Washington.
And you never can get through it in one. It's like a 3-hour movie.
And here's what I'll say. History class, God bless. Go nuts. Absolutely play Glory. Mm-hmm. You're substituting for Spanish class. What are we doing watching Glory? You're substituting for social studies. What are we doing watching Glory? You're substituting for chemistry. Why are we watching Glory?
He really wanted to get through the end of it. You just had to go, you know, it's such a long movie. You're like, look, if you guys want to see the end of this, you got to come to the Spanish class.
Dude, I don't know.
Yo soy Gloria.
I don't know what the context was or why we watched it, but I saw Brian's Song in school.
I did too.
And man, I cried.
I think we watched that in, God, that's such a good, where did we watch
What's
that?
His last name? Brian?
Piccolo.
Piccolo.
Piccolo. I was like, it's
I mean, we watched
instrument.
It. We watched it because I went to high school in Illinois, Chicago. Right. So like you must watch. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting question as to why we watched that movie. I don't know what subject it would be.
Right, that's what I was
health class?
PE class?
No.
No, PE. You didn't watch a movie in PE.
Hey, it's a substitute. I don't know what running is. Let's just toss on a movie.
Yeah, you guys are going to do walking today.
Could you?
I had.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, please.
Nope.
I was going to say, this wasn't a substitute. This was a full-time teacher. In my biology class, there was a teacher who was pretty young. He was like 24 or something at the time. And two things about him. One is one time he brought like a ghost pepper or something. I think it was ghost pepper because I don't think California Reaper was invented yet.
No,
or Carolina Reaper. Sorry, Carolina Reaper. So he brought a ghost pepper and he jokingly was like, anybody want some or whatever? Like, I don't know why he had it, but he's like, anybody want some? And I go, if I eat that whole pepper, can I have 20 points of extra credit? And he laughed and he goes, yeah, if you can do it, I'd like to see you try. Pop the whole thing in my mouth, start chewing it. Face started swelling up. Eyes started watering. I was like, oh, had trouble breathing. He took me out to the hall to like get water from the water fountain and all this stuff. And then for the next 20 minutes, proceeded to, in like a little alcove of the school where nobody else could hear, proceeded to beg me not to tell anyone.
Did you get the 20 points, though? That's the question.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
But he was begging me, like, please don't tell anyone. And and this first one leads to the second one, which is towards the end of the school year. I think this was my junior year. Towards the end of the school year, I was bored in class or whatever. And one time he was like, I forgot something in the hall. I got to run out. He ran out into the hall. I immediately got out of my seat, walked up to the door, shut the door, and locked it. And he came to get back in, couldn't get back in, and I just stood there smiling at him.
He knew he'd lost. You can't let him in.
He knew he had no power. And all the rest of the students were very impressed with me, and they're like, wow, Adel, I can't believe you did that. And in the back of my head, I'm like, I know I fucking own this guy.
Right. It would have been great. Yeah. It would have been great if he knocked on the door and he's like, open this door, and you took out another ghost pepper, and then you just stuck it into your dick.
Dude, I've had a number of run-ins with teachers and been like kicked out of class a lot. But the one, I was just, this one popped in my head.
Yeah, you were a bad boy. You were a bad boy.
You used to have a rat tail.
No, that was a
rat tail Robbie.
Well, that was a long time ago. And just one Little League picture that I need to burn. That's all.
speaking of need to burn, do you see that 1996 epic Need to Burn?
Here's
don't Rob, make I me hope... bring burn notice back.
I hope that Michael Clark Duncan came up to you as a little leaguer, opened his mouth, and took
out
all this,
the rat tail out of you.
Sucked the rat tail. It just slowly goes into your head, and then he breathes out black specks.
But the reason this story is, this was like a self-inflicted, an unnecessary self-inflicted wound. I had plenty of, like, they were my fault. I shouldn't have done it. This one, it was an English class my senior year of high school. I remember I walked up to the teacher's desk for something. I had to ask him for something. And there was a CD on his desk, and I picked it up. And it was like, it was a CD. It was like Robert Frost poems, but sung. So it was like a CD of just singing Robert Frost poems. And I was like, what? I was like, why would anybody do this? This is dumb.
Two paths in a road diverged, and I took the one less traveled. Da-da-da-da.
But here's the thing. He did it. It was his CD.
Oh, no.
And he looked at me and he was like, I did it. I made that CD.
I recorded this. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And
no.
That's, he deserves did that, not though. Start the year off very well.
Wow. That's
my favorite teacher was my. So I transferred schools in sixth grade, but during winter break, which sucked. So, like, I, you know, went to one school for, and then we left that school and I started at a new school in a new town.
No, we know what transfer grade. Means. We know what
Shut
transfer
up.
Means.
And it was a Manhattan transfer, so which even sucks. So it, vocally, it was tough. Pardon me, boy. Is that the chat that I could teach you?
teach
that was,
you?
I don't even know what I just said there. I don't know. But either way, my teacher was named Mr. Buff.
Oh, oof. Okay.
And he was a biker, and he rode a motorcycle to school, and his girlfriend was also a biker.
Jesus.
And one time, he was like, oh, God, I'm so hungry. And we were like, yeah, well, whatever. And his girlfriend knocked on the window of the classroom, and he opened the window, and she brought Taco Bell for everybody. And everyone was like, yeah.
That's cool as shit. That's something.
And then
that,
he got fired
cinematic.
That same year, because then all of a sudden, like 2 weeks later, there was like a teacher's aide or somebody like sitting in the back classroom every week.
Just and, like, to monitor
he,
the
like,
situation.
He just, yeah, like he was a great teacher, great guy, but just like not probably a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Like let us get away with kind of anything type stuff. And, you know, you didn't, in sixth grade, you didn't leave, besides gym, you were pretty much in the same classroom the entire time, I believe.
I would like to think the janitor went and told somebody, hey, I was cleaning out this classroom and I found 400 like, cinnamon twists crumbled on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been, yeah.
Do you remember, speaking of things from when we were younger that are no longer around, and I hate that I have to say this, guys, let's not do the voice. Remember the Taco Bell dog?
You don't need to say
Taco Bell.
Here's what I'll say. I know I didn't have to tell you.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to tell me and I still did it.
But it used to be Run for the Border was the slogan.
The bell would
live Moss.
The bell would
for a while.
Live Moss.
Live Moss.
Force
and
meal.
the guy from the Reno 911.
Yep.
Was the voice of the Taco Bell Chihuahua, which was massively popular. I think they even had
massive
like, plushies. Like you could buy a plushie.
I'm sure they
it
did.
Was, yeah.
Everywhere, and then in the blink of an eye, it was gone. Like they just erased that entire campaign.
Yeah,
I think
good.
It just ran its course. You know, it'll be like Flo. You know, one day Flo will be gone from Progressive.
Brett, why would you even say that?
Because I want her gone. Flo? I want her gone, and I want the AT&T woman gone.
Flo will never die. Flo will live forever. Flo, I would say Flo's top.
See, the problem is, I have to watch so many commercials because of sports. So yeah. I have a lot of commercials that I just dislike because they're just played and played and played and played and played and played and played.
So you wish sports were streaming without ads?
I just wish I could pay $10 more a month. And if anyone's listening who works for a cable company, $10 a month and the feed never leaves the stadium. So when they go to like a break, they just keep... Now, here's what's great. There are a couple of 4K stations like ESPN 4K and another 4K station, they because it's 4K, they can't switch over because the commercials aren't 4K. So when it does go to commercial, it just goes silent, but it stays in the stadium.
Mm. What do you have? You also have ESPN Spoonay
or ESPN Porke? Taco Bell.
ESPN Spoonay?
Like 4K? Yeah. 4K? Like a fork?
Fork, eh? Fork like a Canadian spoon. Like a Canadian camping? Oh, a fork, eh?
I had no idea what you were trying to do.
I know.
We're having
spoon
fun.
Spoon, eh?
Brett,
I don't think we are having fun.
I would watch I would watch. I would pay $10 extra. I'd pay $11 extra if I could watch, you know, football, basketball, whatever. And the entire game, they zoom in on one person in the crowd and just show their reaction.
Oh, what a nightmare!
I mean, give it about 10 years. I guarantee, yeah, in 10 years, 100%, 10 years, every player is going to have a camera on their helmet, and you will be able to switch the feed of which player you are, like in their, you're in their view. You get to play. You get to watch the game like you're playing the game.
Brett.
They'll do it. They'll do it because of Oculus Rift, and it'll be super cool. And they need to do something else.
I hate that. They're gonna need to sell
and do shit like that.
I hate that. I like this idea. I hate
that.
You
know what's gonna happen.
I hate that I would watch DK Metcalf, his GoPro cam as he blazes down the field.
They do it in baseball now. They have the umpire cam where like you can see the pitch coming in. Yeah. Like you can watch that point of view. You can watch like the pitch coming in. You're not. So that's what I'm saying. Like with the, if the Meta or the Apple thing takes off and you're doing that, 100%, they're gonna figure out a way to put a little camera on there, and you could be like, I'm gonna watch Patrick Holmes this four downs, and then next time I'll be the wide receiver. It has to be.
Rob, would you watch it?
No. Well, I would just want to see the whole play develop. I wouldn't want to like such a narrow. If it's a running play and I'm watching DK Metcalf fake block and just stand there, like what just happened?
Well, I mean, they're not all gonna be winners, you know.
But you can watch somebody get head trauma in real time, Rob.
It would be cool for instant replays and stuff, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of instant replays, let's circle this X and draw a line over to this O, where Rob is, oh boy, going to tell us his word today.
Yeah, we're going to do
flawless transition.
Yep, we're going to do an instant replay and just talk about striking distance. No, the word is nasal.
Ooh, okay. Nasal makes me think of like nasally voices.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think if I guess is Fran Drescher nasally?
I think she could be close.
Oh, yeah. Very, yeah,
that's
very
pretty nasally, yeah. Mm-hmm. So nasally voices also makes me think of like nasal, what's the neti pot? Neti pot.
Oh yeah. I did that. And then I bought that God, what was the name of that thing? I bought the electronic neti pot.
Wait, what is that? You just put batteries in it?
You put batteries in your water? Nose. Is that what it does?
Like,
what does the electricity do?
No. It has a pump in there. So you put saline, mm-hmm, like a saline pod with water, mm-hmm, and you put it in your nose. And then like a neti pot, you have to lean and it does that. This, you put it in your nose and it like sucks and shoots water through
it's like a nose bidet.
It is like a nose bidet. God, what is it called? I don't remember what it is. You'd know it if it's not Flonase. No, because Flonase is what I take every day.
Snot machine?
No, it's not called Snot Machine. Although they're opening. They're opening for Putrid Sound.
Snot
week.
Machine, of course. And also Petty Pot, the Tom Petty cover band.
Yes, correct.
That's high on weed, the Petty
Now,
Pot.
I think of nasal passage.
Yeah.
And,
Mm-hmm. Nasal. That's a company that sends people into space, Nasal?
Yeah, Nasal. Did you guys grow up with allergies at all? I think we talked about this.
Pollen. Yeah.
So I was allergic to almost everything outside. Like I'm allergic to grass, trees, dust, all that shit. So for like 13 years, every Saturday, I got 4 shots in my arm to like combat how bad my allergies were or whatever. And still this day, I take Flonase and I take like a Claritin every morning.
Damn.
Just to, like, I'm fighting against it.
That's bonkers, bro. I feel like if survival of the fittest is to be believed, I think you were meant to die long ago.
Probably. Well, what's funny is when we got Louie, like, I was allergic to dogs, but, you know, we really wanted a dog. So, like, I had been with him before and, like, that sounded weird. I'd been around him before we adopted him. And like, I was okay. Like I was like, okay, I don't really have that thing. So we got Louie, and honestly, the first month was like, I'd wake up and my eyes would be sealed shut.
What if you were the same way with like a peanut butter sandwich? You're like, I know I shouldn't.
Well, I almost am that. I am that way with like Nutella. Well, it sucks because like, I don't obviously want, because with kids, you're supposed to give them allergen stuff, but like, I can't even have like nuts in the house. So like
nuts in the house. That sounds like a fucking, it's like Bonnaroo or something.
That does. Yeah. That sounds really
nuts
good.
In the house. Welcome to the first annual Nuts in the House. We got to do that. We got
to
throw
Nuts in the House.
A festival called Nuts in the House.
They called Nuts in the House. Yeah, so like I can't even give her that shit. Like, because I can't even have it in that. I can't like give it. I can't like, here, eat this cashew because I can't even hold it.
Did you guys do, I don't know if this is still the method or if it's advanced by this day and age. Did you do this thing where they had like 50 needles and like
the
a square?
TV test or something like that?
Is that what it's called?
The allergy test, right?
Yeah, what's about?
Yeah, but I think it is called like a TV. I think for funny enough, I think it is called like a TV test.
I feel like I would pass it's like 50 TV test.
Yeah. What movie? 1993.
Yeah. But it Adel, was, it is still around because Dot just had
My kids.
Okay.
A year ago. Mm-hmm. It's on their back, and they basically just like, and you go in, because I was like, I have an allergy to nuts. I would like to know if we should avoid this. And they take a little bit of nut and scrape
come
it
on.
In their
skin. Come on, buddy. We got to think about the words we say. Yep. It's basically like Dr. Battleship.
Yeah.
Because it's like a grid.
And oh, yeah.
Press onto your back, and then whatever arises, they're like, B4 is pollen. You're allergic to that. C10 is whatever. But I remember that being a wild experience. I assume that was.
And then my doctor was like a jokester, so he like put a little scratch on her just with a D underneath it, and he goes, "Oh, she's not allergic to a D." And I go, "D what?" And he goes, "D's nuts." And I was like,
"Might want to report
this is
him.
My child."
You have a lot. Yeah. You have a lawsuit, right?
Yeah, you do have a lawsuit.
You're.
I don't. I'm allergic. I'm allergic to him.
I don't have a lot of like allergy. I have a little light allergies, but I do have a deviated septum, and I saw an Instagram.
Which way did it go?
I don't know. I just don't think it went. I don't think they connect.
Oh, I just want to know where it deviated from. I don't know if it was like it deviated from the rest of
the I've never gotten it fixed, but like I watched this like on Instagram. Somebody was just like, I have a deviated septum, and like they tilted their nose up to kind of make it look like a pig nose. And she was like, wait, so you guys breathe like this all the time? And I was like, this is ridiculous. And then I tried it and I was like, holy shit. I'm not getting air like I should. It's wild.
I also have.
Did you do a lot of coke?
Did you just try it, Adel?
I've done it before.
Oh, but I had never. Yeah. No, wait. I'm not talking about coke. I'm talking about the nose thing.
No, I just tried coke. No. What were you talking about?
But
well,
no.
Anyway, guys, I have a few more words. Can I go back to me?
But
a few more words.
How,
my words are.
How wild is that to be able to breathe? I mean,
it feels
missing what you're talking about.
Well, because you don't have.
So, if you lift up your nose and breathe, for you, Brett, it's probably like
it feels the same.
Of course. But if you have a deviated septum, you're getting like 50% of the air intake through your nose.
Damn. Right. And this is like 100% of the air.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
I thought about getting the surgery, but then our friend Danny Mora got the surgery. Mm-hmm. And I saw him like the day after, and he looked
blind.
So miserable.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah. It's one of those things you can live with. And I was like, I don't want to be knocked out for, just for that. So there's nasal. There's oral. Is there something with
Rob? Please buy me dinner first. No,
but I'm trying
I'll
to
do
think
nasal
of,
on the first.
I'm
night.
Thinking of the like the words, right? So you have nose, mouth is oral, ears.
That's
oral.
Oral.
It's
oral.
Oral.
It's oral.
A U
R.
A U. Yeah.
Eyes?
What did you say, Brett? Hold on. What did Brett say?
Earl.
Earl Flynn.
One of my favorite pitchers of all time, Errol Hershiser.
Errol Hershiser.
Oral Hershiser.
What is the eyes? Is that focal, visual?
That's zero. Zero. Zero.
And then is there one for every hole?
Yeah. Row, row.
Oral?
Yeah, nasal. I don't know
anal?
What you're talking about.
Oh, anal. That's what it is.
Anal would be probably.
Penal?
I would guess.
Penal?
Penal? Penile, not just a river in Egypt.
That's if you do get a lawsuit, then you're up against a penile of your peers.
Uh-huh.
Dun-dun.
I mean, eyes is just ocular, right? Unless it's...
Well, I mean, and also there's also your head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yes. And famously, your knee bone's connected to your penile bone. Famously.
Mm-hmm.
Famously.
I'll admit it. I have a deviated penis, and... I saw a thing where if you pull up on your penis, you're like, this is what it should feel like. And I'm like,
oh,
walk,
no. You can walk.
Oh,
I can walk again.
I've been living a lie. Either of you guys ever broken your nose? Sorry, all this coke is getting me so excited.
There is one time when I think my nose should have been broken, but it wasn't. And I was warming up a pitcher playing baseball. And
I looked away and was talking to somebody, and he didn't realize, well, he should realize he's looking at me, but he still threw the pitch, and I turned around, and it was too late for me to get my glove up, and baseball hit me right in the nose, and I was like, oh no, I'm going to be bleeding, my nose is broken, but there was no blood, it wasn't broken, it hurt like hell, but it didn't.
So just, yeah. For the full mental image, mm-hmm. Are we talking rat tail?
There was no rat tail at that time.
Okay.
No, it was pre-rat tail.
Post-rat
tail.
Okay.
I was hiking one time, and we were like by this cliff, and I got one step closer to the edge, and I thought my nose was going to break, but it didn't.
I'm having a hard time.
Al got it. It could have come around.
And I will say one time I was hiking, and I was near a cliff, and he goes, hey, did you know that the Marlins had the best on-base percentage of 2003? I said, okay, buddy. I just kept on hiking. You can't stop.
Nope. Then you broke
your
clavin.
Can't stop near a cliff. Broke my clavin.
There was a time when it was really the 2008 housing crisis. My nose was underwater and lost everything. So, definitely.
Never thought I'd be laughing at the 2008 housing crisis. But,
well, there you go.
Here we are.
I have never, knock on wood, this is plastic, but I've never broken a bone. I've had a fracture before, but I've never broken anything clean.
No, I've talked about my stitches. That was all I had, really.
Oh, yeah. What was that for again?
When I hit my head off of a dresser.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
I feel like the saving grace where I never broke a bone was that I never learned how to rollerblade. I feel like everyone I know who grew up rollerblading that broke something.
The second time I rollerbladed, I dislocated my
I used to rollerblade all the time. I made it out. But
Rat Tail Rab? Yeah. 100%. You know Rat Tail Rab was fucking rollerblade. Are you shitting me?
I was playing roller hockey. But speaking of like back in the days, smoking section, all that stuff, no padding whatsoever. I wore no pads on rollerblades. I rarely wore a bike helmet. Actually, I never wore a bike helmet. Did you guys?
A bike helmet?
Yeah.
Not until I was an adult bike now. No, never in a million years would I ride.
Yeah.
Wearing a helmet.
Nobody wore a helmet.
No. You wouldn't have seatbelts in the car. Come on.
Yeah.
And I knew I had family members who rode motorcycles, and a lot of them didn't wear helmets.
Yeah, that's
thinking back is pretty bad.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I used to drive a car that had no roof.
Whoa! How come, Brett?
I got it at Joanne. I got it at
Joanne Fabrics.
No, what was that? Jones Convertibles. What was it? What was the store?
I don't know.
Jones there was something called like Joanne's Convertible. Jones Convertibles. It's like
Joanne's Convertibles was like a furniture store. Yeah.
No, it was just a bad. No, Joanne Fabrics is what you're thinking of.
But no, I just tried to support what you were saying, and you told me no.
No,
I said Joanne's Convertibles is a furniture store.
It's 11:58. You boys running out of time?
We're not running out of time, Brett. We are out of time. This has been the Word Association. Please, we mentioned it before. We'll say it again. Email us with your crushes from when you were younger. With throbbing heart, famously, is the what you should put in the subject line. You can also email us a word. twapod@gmail.com is our email, or just email us and let us know what's going on with you. If you would like to hear the putrid sound, what's a putrid? Yeah, that's a nothing word. Sorry, I'm having a stroke. The putrid sound, come to your neck of the woods and play a full-on concert. Or if you would like to buy advanced tickets to, I want to say it was
Nut
something
house?
About balls.
Nuthouse?
Welcome to the Nut House.
No, it was called Nuts.
Oh,
it
no,
was,
it's going to be the...
Was it definitely not Nut House? No, that's
no.
Not
it
right.
Wasn't Nut House.
Right.
It was fucking Nuts in the House.
No,
Nuts in the House. It might be that, right?
It was
because I couldn't have Nuts in the House.
If you want to buy, and here's what I'll say: I know right now this festival sounds like a shit show. It sounds like Firefest 2.0, but it's not. We have things organized. It's Nuts to Nuts. We have a lot of cool things coming. So buy your advance tickets.
Nothing but a good time.
Not in a good time.
And it's all, be... the, all the all the shows are going to be in the music shell.
So wear your best cashews because you'll be on your feet all day. So look
come
for
if you
for
pecan.
That.
Come if you pecan.
I pecan. And Brett, pecan you summarize our show today?
Well, you know, we you know, we thought we came in and, you know, it smelled like comedy, but it turned out it wasn't. It was more of a putrid type of smell that happened. And we were like, should we stop? Should we substitute this episode for something else? And you said, you know what? Let's power through it. And then honestly, I just put it together that we had nasal and putrid, which
you can't
have one without the other, you know. Mm-hmm. If you can't smell, you know, you can't smell the putrid. But if you're putrid, you got to have the nasal.
If a tree falls in the forest, does it stink?
Do you smell it? Yeah, putrid
does
and nasal.
It fucking stink?
Putrid and nasal sounds like books that are used in like a scholastic catalog mm-hmm. to make you buy, like an 11-year-old be like, I got to own this book. It's called Nasal Putrid. Also, I was looking it up. Striking distance, mm-hmm. before we get too far away from the nut puns, I was looking up co-star of Striking Distance is Almond Asante.
Oh, what's that guy's name? Pistachio.
No, he's not in it.
I couldn't remember him. Because I think Tom Sizemore was in it.
Oh, the size.
Yep.
Oh. Oh, poor that.
Love that guy. Mm-hmm. No, actually, I don't like him.
I just never knew what was behind his hazelnut eyes.
Yeah. What else? More. Hey, the episode's over, but the three of us need to do 5 more nut puns. So let's think real hard. Okay, there's chestnuts.
Yeah, I was just working on chestnuts myself. I didn't have anything.
Charles Schultz.
Brazil nuts.
That's a Brazil nuts. Anything. So many nuts end in nuts, which is boring.
Hazelnut.
Come on.
I guess we're just suffering
walnuts,
from
a walnut.
Academia. There it is.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Macadamia. Well, planters in that mind for next time.
This is like Demunkinos all over again. Welcome
we're
to Demunkinos.
Just a bunch of mixed
this
nuts.
Is a pizza for macadamia and
fishering for a pun.
Okay, we're up to 3, I think now. Planter.
I saw a cop and he lightly assaulted me on the
street.
Yeah,
okay. And don't lychee by ye. Lychee nuts a nut, right?
We'll take it.
I don't think so.
Brett, we got to end this episode.
Wait, I thought we did end it.
We did, but if people listen past when we said that, they'll keep hearing this. That's how audio works, Brett.
Oh, okay. Well, let's Nutella them that it's over.
Wow. 5.
Dung-gung.
That's not 24.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
I'm going down, down, da 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 down.
And honey, I look like your uncle.